On Robin Hood Radio, once again, it's nice to know that things are getting back to quasi-normal as we've come out of 2 years of things being totally not normal. Get to see and do a lot of different things, and we are very lucky here because we have so much around us in our tri-state region. One of those gems that we have that is in our, I always like to call it, our necklace of gems in our tri-state region is the Yale School of Summer lecture, the art lecture they have there. We also do the concerts. We talk about the concerts there. But this is something we started talking about just, I think, about a year or two ago, which is the Yale Norfolk School of Art lecture series. This year for the summer, the shape of, is this the shape of empathy?
That's right. The shape of empathy.
Okay, let's introduce you first, Byron. Byron Kim, one of the co-directors, and also with us, by the way, on the telephone is Lisa Segu, which is also a co-founder. Byron, let's talk a little bit briefly about this series and how it's put together and what people can expect.
Okay, thanks for having us on. So this lecture series was conceived several years ago, as the shape of empathy. And our lecture series have these somewhat nonsensical names because empathy doesn't literally have a shape. The previous one was the ethics of color. And the reason why they're somewhat nonsensical is to leave it open for the lecturer to provide a lecture that's basically about their work. We don't need them to answer any particular questions, so we've addressed the subject matter by choosing our lecturers very carefully.
All right, now Lisa, what will the speakers address and talk about in these talks?
Well, like Byron said, the speakers, and we can run through exactly who's coming. They come from various mediums. So there's filmmakers, performance artists, sculptors, painters, and healers. So these people will address the topic of the shape of empathy through their own work. And we think that it's a very relevant topic 3 years ago, and it's seems as though we are still, it still seems a cogent moment to think about this as an overarching theme. And our students will also be, have a reading list and be talking and thinking about this content in relationship to the development of their own senior projects.
All right. What's going to some of the specific details of the different lectures? Who wants to take the first lecture?
Garrett Bradley.
Garrett Bradley is a filmmaker who recently was nominated for an Academy Award for the documentary called Time, and her work focuses on real life narratives of sometimes people she knows, but people who she's gotten to know, certainly, often in difficult situations. This one is particularly about a family that's affected by incarceration. Garrett will be engaging with us remotely. She'd warned us when we invited her a long time ago that it's possible that during this period she will have to. She didn't know whether when she would have to start her next shoot, and it turns out that she's going to be starting her next shoot presently. So she's going to join us by Zoom. And so it'll be this strange segue from having to be remote to, again, having to be remote, but then being able to have the remaining lectures in person. We've asked, I'm kind of reiterating that we've asked, we haven't asked them to address our subject matter directly. We've just chosen them because we believe their subject matter addresses the subject of empathy, and they're simply going to present their work. So Garrett will probably, I'm guessing, she can do anything she wants, but I'm guessing she'll present scenes from various works of hers, and there'll be discussion and talk in between. Obviously, question and answer afterwards.
All right. All right. And who else is next on the lecture series?
So the next lecturer is Stephanie Jemison, and Stephanie has a very broad art practice. Stephanie makes films. She's an educator. She's very involved with subject matter about the body as a tool of language, and has done some films on mime and performances using a mime. And her subject matter often addresses what kind of historical narratives around the African American experience and utopic societies that were formed in different historical periods as a kind of celebration of Black culture. And it's very the topics are very wide ranging, but they are kind of come together with this idea of alternative language systems. And I'm guessing that Stephanie will be showing clips of her films and her art installations and speaking maybe more directly, because I know of her as a very keen intellect and will want to address the subject matter maybe closer than other lecturers might do.
We are talking about the Yale Norfolk School of Arts Summer 2022 Lecture Series, The Shape of Empathy, May 21st through July 1st. We're going through some of the speakers that will be lecturing. Who next will be lecturing?
So on June 9th, we'll have Anissa Mack, who is primarily a sculptor, although occasionally she makes other kinds of objects.
Can I jump in here? Because I was just thinking about Anissa Mack's work this past weekend, because her work often addresses ideas of the state fair, the summer state fair, and her mother, who is no longer with us, who they used to actually create things for the state fair's competitions and compete for prizes. And so Anissa's work was her sculptures, and the mother's work were trying to, like, bake, I don't know, some kind of craft project. And so it's a kind of very direct example of the kind of aesthetic that Anissa has, and talking about class and regionalism. And Anissa is from Connecticut, so I'm not sure which state fairs that she has entered competitions in, but maybe close by Norfolk.
So more broadly speaking, Anissa's work addresses kind of the differences between and the relationships between so-called high and low art, craft and fine art. She probably would posit that there's very little distinction or no distinction at all, but I'm not going to put words in her mouth. We'll find out on June 9th.
All right. And any other lecturers included in this?
There are three more. So on June 10th, the following day, will be Dave McKenzie. He happens to be in this year's Whitney Biennial. He is primarily a sculptor and a video artist, and often his videos include himself speaking about various class and even racial issues and labor. Yes, the work that he has at the Whitney is very directly related to the subject of labor. and a performance he did recently at the Whitney Museum, where he, it's very much related to that performance, where he posed as a window washer. I say posed, but he actually did wash windows, and Lisa and I happened to go there one day and witness his doing that, and we happened to know Dave, but he didn't break character for 1 second, despite the fact that we walked right up to him to try to say hello. He just kept washing windows.
All right, and the final two?
So, Aaron Fowler. He is a hybrid painter, I would say, because his work seems like it's in between painting and sculpture. And he incorporates found objects from various places where he's working. The subject matter is often having to do with his own life, growing up in St. Louis.
And his work is very, has a lot of empathy for the people that he grew up with, his family, his neighbor, his neighbors, his neighborhood. His work is highly figurative. He was trained as a figurative artist and remains so. His work is extremely colorful. He uses many found objects. So, for instance, instead of rendering or painting or drawing a shoe, he might actually use the person's sneakers just screwed into the painting or glued onto the painting, for instance. And his work is highly imaginative. I remember a large painting where he imagined his childhood friends as dinosaurs driving in a car. So I expect that lecture will be a lot of fun. He's a fairly recent graduate of both the Yale School of Arts MFA program and the Yale Norfolk Art School of Arts summer program. So he'll be very eager and happy to return.
And finally,
the last one on June 23rd is Guadalupe Maravilla, and Guadalupe's practice is pretty complicated. He's from El Salvador, and he came to the United States traveling 3 months by himself when he was about 9 years old. So his work has a lot to do with channeling that kind of those memories. And working with immigrant populations, he makes sculptures, and the sculptures are in service of performances he does for healing people with sound. And right now he has an installation at MoMA, and he's Museum of Modern Art in New York, and he's doing regular performances there. And I think I rode by the Brooklyn Museum. It seems that he has an installation there as well. So I think that he'll be speaking about the artwork, the performances, and his social practice, his work within communities. And so that should be a really interesting take on the Shape of Empathy theme.
You know, what's interesting about putting this whole series together is that the wide breadth and scope of the different artists and their different attitudes and their different views of art. Just a final question for both of you, Byron and Lisa. How long did it take you to put this show together?
Well, it's a funny question because we put it together for 2 summers ago. This is 2022, and that was 2020. We got canceled with very good reason. Last summer, so we had a full lineup that summer addressing this same topic. And, you know, when we were preparing it, we assumed we would move on to another, a third topic the following, you know, in 2021. But we got canceled, and, you know, due to various people's schedules, it's not the same group. I think we only have one speaker from that first group. So we had to, not only did we have to think about doing it last summer, which got canceled at the last second and probably in our minds could have actually happened as it turned out. Nevertheless, we got canceled. The music program, as you might know, went on in some form, but we didn't at all. And so this year we're crossing our fingers and we're determined that it's going to happen. Despite the fact that the pandemic is not quite over yet.
Well, and we will mention that all these lectures, except for one, will be in person and open to the public. And the one that's not in person is simply because the person has another commitment and they're going to Zoom in on the lecture, right?
Absolutely.
That's right.
And
that's the first one.
The big difference with this lecture series is that we will be holding the lectures in our newly renovated art barn. So if people will get the chance to see the renovation, and it's a much larger room, and I think no matter what, it'll be very festive because people are excited about being together again and listening to live lectures.
Absolutely. Well, that's the Yale Norfolk School of Art, summer 2022, summer lecture series beginning May 21st, The Shape of Empathy, which runs basically through July, as a matter of fact. And once again, if people want more information, just go to your website, which I have down here as norfolkyaleed.edu.
That is the email address, but if you just Google Norfolk Art and Yale, you'll get to it.
Norfolk Art, Yale, EDU. You have the right address.
Yeah, all right. Well, thanks for joining us today, and I hope putting together next year's lecture series will be a little easier, and don't have to worry about pandemics or anything like that.
That's totally true. Can I just make one more plug about community drawing?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. So starting on May 28th, which is Saturday morning, we will have community drawing in the Art Barn with models and other kinds of drawing focuses. And so the first one starts May 28th, 10 a.m., and then it will run throughout July. On Saturday mornings and Tuesday evenings at 7:30.
Well, once again, thank you both for joining us today, and have a successful summer season.
Thanks so much.